You're listening to SBS News.
Under the campaign, the Electoral Commission aims to actively correct misinformation being spread about electoral processes online. One of those heading up the campaign is the organisation's Director of Media, Evan Eakin-Smith. Mr Eakin-Smith says a lot of misinformation about the Australian electoral system comes from overseas, where elections are often run differently.
It's hard to quantify just how much is out there, but anecdotally, we see a heck of a lot more content where people are questioning different electoral processes than we saw, for instance, in the lead up to the 2019 federal election. So things that seem to be lifted from international democracies, particularly the US, where people are questioning, well, some simple mistakes, but also some weird and wacky things, like some people suggesting that we're going to use a particular type of voting machine or vote counting machine and that it's somehow going to be rigged. Well, Australia's federal election system is famous for using pen or pencil and paper, and nothing has changed in that regard.
It's not just statutory authorities worried about misinformation in the electoral process. Reset Australia is an organisation that works to raise awareness and advocate for what it believes is better policy to address digital threats to Australian democracy. Dakshayini Suryakumaran is the organisation's tech policy director. She says they ran an experiment online recently and the results were unnerving.
You know, we recently at Reset Australia ran an experiment on Facebook, or now it's referred to as Meta, just around common narratives that we've seen in the US context and how they can also, as I mentioned, get imported to Australia. So things like, you know, really extreme examples like the election is cancelled because of COVID, just to see if ads with known mis and disinformation would be approved. And we tested it with five ads, and all of the five ads were approved by the current Facebook ad system. So it's quite a concern, really.
Within the Australian Electoral Commission's remit is to provide information that specifically targets certain groups in the community. There will be many people from migrant backgrounds voting for the first time in the upcoming federal poll. The process can be quite confusing. Mr Eakin-Smith says his organisation is there to help.
We're the Australian Electoral Commission, and we take that name seriously. We're not just the Electoral Commission for people that we feel like talking to. We're the Electoral Commission for all Australian voters. We do translate material as part of our broad campaign. We have one of the biggest campaigns across the public service. We translate material into 33 non-Indigenous languages, up to 20 Indigenous languages. And so we get information out to all Australians to educate them about the voting system.
Bad faith actors, such as certain foreign countries, are often accused of being behind civic misinformation, assuming they hope to benefit from a certain electoral outcome or general civil discord. But Ms Suryakumaran says it's social media giants who benefit the most from misinformation.
Ultimately, who benefits from mis and disinformation is quite clearly the platforms themselves. You know, it's their algorithms and their ad delivery systems that are enabling this, and they're the ones that are ultimately profiting from it.
SBS News asked Mr Eakin-Smith who wins out of spreading untruths in this area.
Good question. Not democracy. I think the work that we're doing to combat it is helpful, and we are the electoral administrators who administrate the process, so we know how it works. We're the experts. So our role, and we see it firmly as our role, and it's a deliberate approach, is to combat this information as swiftly as possible before it spreads. That way, hopefully, all Australian voters win.
This year's federal election must be held on or before the 21st of May. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.